Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, for your spiritual kickoff this week, we're going to be in the book of Matthew, okay? Matthew chapter 7. We're going to be looking at verses 7 and 8, okay? Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. All right, so we're going to be digging into this scripture this morning, guys. And first of all, we need to understand, where is Matthew, okay? First book of the New Testament. Okay, so you're past your Old Testament. As soon as you open up your New Testament, Matthew is the first gospel. It's known as a gospel. The gospels are, again, this is one-on-one stuff, but I don't want to make sure we skip over anything you guys don't know. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are called the four gospels, okay? So Matthew is the first one. All right, now, in Matthew 7, this is part of the well-known sermon. You guys may have heard it called the Sermon on the Mount, okay? So this is Jesus. He's given probably his most well-known sermon out there. Wonderful insight. This is just a little snippet of that. And these verses are frequently taken out of context. And we need to be careful, okay? And so this is why I really want to go through this today. Because it's often taught by compromised Christians, false teachers, and prosperity preachers out there that if we shout loud enough, we pray long enough, you know, And we demand forcefully enough, God has to give us what we want, right? Right? Wrong. That is an unscriptural practice and is actually called positive confession, okay? Guys, we're not going to live there. The truth in these verses has been twisted, really twisted, to imply that God is at our beck and call and he just supposed to give us anything that we want, right? That is wrong. And what that is, that's prosperity teachings, okay? And they sprung up all over the place, and unscriptural denominations have been formed to push this new age practice out there on top of us, a positive declaration, the world of faith movement. It's wrong, guys. The Bible teaches that a man must pray in faith and without doubt, unforgiveness, or any sin that's in our hearts, right? And we have to stay true to that. And we go back to Psalms. It reminds us, if God regards iniquity in our heart, he will neither heed nor hear our prayer. So if we're coming with the wrong motive, guys, we completely miss the point. Completely. But when we carry out his will and we seek his kingdom first and his righteousness, he will hear our prayer because we will be praying into his will. Right? That's where we got to make sure we're aligned. When we honor our Heavenly Father and proclaim his sovereign authority, his power, his glory, Oh, guys, we can have an assurance at that point that he is a God who hears and answers our prayers, right? But here's the thing. Your answer could be yes, could be no, or maybe not now. You may have to wait, okay? But I'll tell you what, guys, there's so much beauty in this, because the impossibly high standards of the Sermon on the Mount and the call to prayer are designed to teach us the principles and practice Christ's teaching and practice it every day, right? Because he's teaching us and he's showing us what we can achieve and how we can achieve it, not on our strength and power, but through him, as he's the one who's leading us, right? So guys, again, the Holy Spirit, he's got to be at the head. He's got to be able to speak into our lives, to drive us, to guide us, to direct us. Okay. And the more earnestly we ask, seek, and knock on heaven's door, the more we will be given supernatural strength, guys, supernatural strength to fulfill his word and remain centered on his will. Guys, what does it tell us? Ask, will be given. Seeking, you will find. Knocking, the door will be open. If you ask, you receive. If you seek, you find. And one who knocks, the door is going to be open. But we have to take action. We can't sit still. And we can't come at it with a me attitude. This is about him. What do you desire for my life? What should I be looking for, Lord? What doors do you want me to start to walk through, God? Ask that. And also make sure you get a go. If he's giving you a yes, a go as well. And that we're not acting prematurely. So guys, anytime you hear this scripture, if it's being preached, pay attention. Because if they talk through some of the things that I previously went through, you may be being taught prosperity gospel. And we need to just eliminate that. Get out of that environment. Go find a biblical church that is going to speak and going to stand on the word of God and not teach any of these things, but strictly teach what Jesus told us. So guys, for this particular one, I actually went to, there's some really cool resources out there. One called dailyverse.com and they had a really good breakdown of this scripture, and that's what I was able to get a lot of my notes there. So guys, again, if you don't know or understand a scripture, go do the research. Because I'll tell you what, the old G to G, go to Google. It's a great way to grow spiritually, guys, and to learn. And to, I do it every week. You know, I study my Bibles, but then I also go out there and look at commentaries and blogs and see what people talk about it. And then I pray about it. All right, Lord, what are you trying to tell me here in the scripture? And then what can we take from this scripture and help others? So guys, you know, as you think about this week, we're going to be talking about giving. Okay. So our guest this week, he's an author. He's a publisher. Another great, powerful conversation, guys. You're going to get a lot from it. And we'll be talking about performance driven giving. And what I want you to think about for your question this week, does giving cost you anything? I know that sounds a little simple, maybe a little off, but think about it. Does giving cost you anything? Do you feel it? Because you should. There should be a little bit of there. You should feel it a little bit, right? But guys, we need to have giving hearts. Okay? So guys, come back again. Come back on Wednesday. Check out. This is going to be a great conversation talking about performance-driven giving. We're not going to be talking about tithing the whole time, so don't worry about that, guys. But we're all going to be talking about a giving heart, what that looks like. Now, we know we have a lot of guys who listen to The Line Within Us every week. Spiritual kickoffs have been actually received very well. It's very encouraging. It's awesome. So guys, I want to take this opportunity because I know that everybody who's listening may not be a believer. You may be just curious about this whole Christian thing, but you may have never had anyone actually share with you what being a Christian is all about. And first of all, guys, it starts with, we have to understand that we're sinners. And what is a sinner? Anything that pulls you away from God, that is a sin. That's a definition of a sin. So if we're sinners and we fall short of the glory of God, how are we going to get to heaven? There's only one way. It's through trusting Jesus as our Savior and Lord. That's it. There's no other way to the Father except through Him. There's no other name given among men by which we must be saved. It's all throughout the Bible. So who is Jesus? Was he just this cool guy who came and did some of these little miracles and, just maybe a healer or a miracle worker? No. He was the living God. He was God. He came down. He took on flesh. Imagine taking on one of these doggone vessels that we walk around. We're hurting and aching all the time. He took it on. So he came from the Father, took it on, and walked amongst us and taught us. And we have it all right here in the Bible, in his word. In the beginning was the word was God, the word was with God. It was Jesus. He is it. And so he came and he did all these things. He taught and he taught parables and he told us about how you receive the kingdom of heaven. And he told us the only way is through trusting him. He's the only way. There's not it. You can't nice your way in. I kid it, guys. You think you can just be a good dude, get there. Wrong. Hell's going to be full of nice guys. It just is. Because they think that they can do it on their own. And you have to come to the point and understand that you cannot do it on your own. There's nothing we can do. It only happens by having a relationship with him. So what did he do? He died for us. He nailed him to the cross. His blood ran. And he breathed his last breath for us and said it was finished. The Tetelestai. It was done. His blood paid the penalty for our sins. The atonement is paid in full. There's nothing we can do now. And then they laid him in a tomb. And guess what? He didn't stay there. 3 days later, he rose. He rose. That should get you pumped up right here on the spiritual kickoff. He rose. We do not worship a dead guy. It's a living Savior who busted the boulder open and he was out. And then he ascended to heaven. And he's sitting right now at the right hand of the Father. And when you die, you're going to have to stand in front of him. And either he's going to say, well done, good and faithful servant, or he's going to say, I never knew you. And if he says, I never knew you, you will be forever separated from him. And look, I'm not trying to come with some fire and brimstone, guys. I'm just coming with truth. So if you don't know what would happen, today's the day. Admit you're a sinner. Believe that he is the Son of God and confess him as Lord. And if you do those things at that moment, you are in. The Holy Spirit will come upon you and you'll have the power to serve him. You'll have the hunger to get into the word, to fight. To put on armor. Guys, there are so many things we could talk about the armor and fighting. It's not for weak men. This is for strong, strong, manly. Lean into it. Jesus was a strong, manly man. He was also fully God. So if you just accepted him as your Savior, do me a favor. support@thelionwithin.us. Send us an email. Right now, send us an email. Why? Because I just want to, first of all, send you a congratulations and pray for you. But I also want to send you some resources. This is going to help you get started. Send you a Bible reading plan. I'm going to send you some resources to help you start memorizing scripture. Some ideas on how you could take the decision you just made and share it with others just to help you grow. So guys, this is so important. Make sure if you ever have an opportunity to share the gospel, lean into that. Lean into it. Because anytime you skip or you miss an opportunity, it's gone. You don't get it. So when the Lord gives you an opportunity to share your faith, wear it proudly. Lean in. And let's get it done. So guys, thank you. Hopefully you enjoyed this spiritual kickoff today. Again, get this scripture down right. It's not prosperity gospel, but this is truth. God examines our hearts. Let's make sure we have the right heart when we ask. All right. Now leave us a rating and review, guys. Seriously, 5-star rating, write a review. If you haven't done that yet, I'm gonna come after you. And no, I'm just kidding. But seriously, come on, let's go, guys. One little step like that. I don't understand how the algorithms work. I just know more ratings, more reviews, more people will likely get this in front of them. Okay. So that does help. Join the Lion's Den. It's free. There's no reason not to. TheLionWithin.us. Join the Lion's Den. It's like one of the first things on the page there. Join, be a part of that. Get the 10 scriptures to fight like a lion. Get the 9 habits you need to incorporate into your life. Go check out the Bible study. Check out the online course. Maybe you're the type of dude, you just want to sit back and let somebody teach you. Well, guess what? I did it for you. I put it in a course. You just so simply walk through it lesson by lesson. And I promise you guys, stuff will help you grow. So go check it all. It's all at thelionwithin.us. Share this with others. Bring this up in your Bible studies. Bring it up in your Sunday schools. Bring it up to your pastors. You know, maybe there's an opportunity for me to come and talk with some of your men's groups. Let us know. Support at thelionwithin.us. Love to have that opportunity to serve you at a higher level. Guys, if it can help your men's group grow and build that Lion's Den, I'm all in. Let's do it. Let's figure it out. So guys, come back on Wednesday. I promise you this conversation is going to be powerful. It's going to help you grow. Thank you again for listening to the show, because I know there's so many other podcasts that are definitely better podcast hosts. I get that, but you took the time to listen to The Lion Within Us. I'm extremely grateful, humbled, and I pray that I keep serving you well. So get after it this week, guys. Come on back. We'll see you on Wednesday, and it's time to unleash the lion within. Satan is everywhere, including your local library. To help combat that, we put together a list of our featured books of the week to help you strengthen your mind and grow as a Christian leader. Guys, I'm a big reader, and the books listed I have personally read and feel they will bring value to your life. The topics range from health, wealth, and self, so there's something out there for everybody. And whether you're looking for books for yourself or maybe you're searching for ideas for other men, this resource is going to bring you value. Check out thelionwithin.us/book to see what would serve you the best right now and start sharpening your mind to be the leader you're predestined to be. That's thelionwithin.us/book to learn more. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.